On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Chris Cotillo at Mass Live is talking about how the All-Star break is basically over, and in just 2 weeks, the MLB trade deadline will be upon us, and that could will change in the coming weeks with front offices now able to focus their attention solely on those deals. Cotillo writes, Red Sox Chief Baseball Officer Craig Breslow should be busy in the next 14 days, and after a 10-game win streak vaulted Boston to contender status, it's seen as a lock now that Breslow will buy. Here's what we're hearing, broken down into five ways Breslow might deal in the next 2 weeks at this point. Point number one, rotation remains the biggest need. Knew that already? Not to, you know, say to Cotillo we already knew that, but that is a truth that has not changed. Let's put it that way. Cotillo says Breslow, similarly to how he approached the winter, has preached the importance of adding an impact starter before the 31st. Anyone who has an expectation that a number two option is a guarantee should reset their expectations, however. Don't love that. The Red Sox think that the trio of Garrett Crochet, Brian Bello, and Lucas Giolito is playoff caliber, especially after Bello and Giolito showed they can dominate for a prolonged stretch. Therefore, any type of rotation add is on the table, especially in the wake of Hunter Dobbins' season-ending ACL injury. A high-value running mate for Crochet. Hold on, before we even advance with this. The Red Sox think that their trio of Crochet, Bello, and Giolito is playoff caliber. Joe Braverman, what do you think about that statement? Because I have some thoughts.
I mean, they can be, but let's not put all our eggs into that basket because, you know, Lucas Giolito, yeah, he's had a sensational start, but I don't think anyone expects him to be sensational in the second half, especially with a long season after major surgery, and Brian Bello hasn't really proved it. I mean, he's been great, but it's more Giolito than Bello. I don't know if you can...
Crochet hasn't proved it either, by the way, just to close the door on all three of these guys.
True,
like, Crochet has not proven
first
he can do this all year. Right, yeah.
Right. I would just say that, like, can? Yes. Money in the bank guarantee on that? I'd say no.
I don't like this type of language. Now, Cotillo does not say, according to a source within the organization, the Red Sox think this, okay? It's not sourced, all right? There's not a, and it's not to say I think he just threw it in there. I'm sure he talked to somebody. But this may not be something, an opinion that's shared by everyone, I guess is my point. This may not be the united front opinion of the organization. There may be some people who think this, Bailey, whoever else, you know, guys who want to take credit for the fact that the team's pitching well right now, sure. They'll go out there and say, yeah, these guys are playoff caliber, and I coach them up to that. I get that. Fine. But that may not be something that's a universal belief in that organization. Just a thought. I have no inside information here. I'm just sort of based off of the way Cotillo wrote it. That's what I'm choosing to believe. Especially after Bello and Giolito show that they can dominate for a prolonged stretch. Any type of rotation add is on the table, especially in the wake of Dobbins and his season-ending ACL surgery. That sounds like they're going to go try and replace Hunter Dobbins, which they should. I mean, listen, they should try and replace Hunter Dobbins. I don't know that that should be the prime focus of the trade deadline. If that's something you want to address at the trade deadline, okay. I think we're all okay with the idea of it being Fitz or someone, you know? Like, I don't think that that's something that you look at and go, okay, which big-time prospect are we going to have to deal in order to replace Hunter Dobbins? Which everyday player are we going to have to throw into a day? It's not going to be, you know, I just don't think that would be the case. If you're talking about getting a legitimate running mate for Crochet, which Cotillo goes on to say, the asking price will be insane. It'll be much more than just Jarren Duran. The guess here is that the Red Sox, while willing to push for controllable options, instead find the market to be prohibitive and push for a high-floor rental. With Crochet, Bayo, Giolito most likely, Dobbins, Fitz, Houck, and Kyle Harrison all controlled past this year, the Red Sox don't have to rush into another long-term rotation ad. Which he's right from a money perspective, and he's right from a contract perspective, but is he right, and is this something the team is right about from a talent and ability perspective? That's the question, and that's what they're going to have to wrestle with here. Because, yeah, you do need help in that rotation, but if you keep talking yourself out of adding anybody and giving a million reasons, and it's just not the team doing it, but I don't think Cotillo is just coming up with this out of nowhere. You know, I don't think that they're, you know, Crochet, Bayo, Giolito, Dobbins, Fitz, we got all these guys. They're all locked up. We have all these people here, and we don't have to worry about, you know, the expiring contracts. So, yeah, you know, everything's actually kind of okay in the rotation. And if we don't get a perfect deal that we really feel like we won, then we don't have to actually make one. And that's what I'm afraid of. Because I know that there's been deadlines in the past where that was absolutely the case, and it only ever happens when they're trying to be buyers. It only ever happens when they're in a buying type of mood. When they're sellers, when they're blowing up the team, whatever if we win the trade. Get this money off the books. Let's see what we can do. Let's make sure that, you know, our books are right at the end of it. All right? Let's make sure this team in San Francisco is taking every last cent of that Rafael Devers contract. Let's make sure when we're blowing up the rotation in 2014, we're getting everybody out of here. You know, like, it's not, there's a different mindset when it comes to that. And I know that was a different regime, but you know what I mean? It's much, much different when you're blowing the team up and selling than it is when you're trying to buy. It's just a completely different mentality. It's a different way of negotiating. All of it's different.
Right. When a championship window opens, you're not just going to take a year off in right. that window, like what might be suggested here.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cotillo goes on to say, lucky for Breslow, there's talent to be found in the rental market. From Arizona's Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly, Kansas City's Seth Lugo, Baltimore's Charlie Morton. Please. Please don't make it be Charlie Morton. Please don't. Don't get us all excited with promises about adding to the rotation and making the rotation really good and then go out and trade for Charlie Morton. Can you please just not do that? I don't mind if you trade for Charlie Morton and do something else and also trade for Daniel Cabrera and also trade for Joe Ryan.
I don't like it.
Or even Gallen and Kelly, who I'm not wild about. I mean, I feel like, you know, the D-backs are sort of caught. They're a team that I thought was going to be much better this year. Let me put it to you that way. Seth Lugo, that'd be a good rental to make. I'd be okay with that. Charlie Morton, I mean, he's 100 years old. He's older than Tom King. Andrew Haney could help the group from Pittsburgh while not breaking the bank. Fun to speculate on controllable options like Ryan, Sandy Alcantara, pass. Mitch Keller would. Edward Cabrera definitely would. I'm talking about trade for them, by the way. But look no further than the Crochet situation to see how these things play out. Sellers are smart to keep those guys into the winter and then create a bidding war. See, I disagree with that. I disagree with that idea. I think if you are a seller, then at the trade deadline is where you really put the screws to teams. That's when you really get them and bend them to your will. And if you have control and you don't need to trade them, then you wait for that Godfather deal. But those tend to happen more at the deadline, I feel like, than they do in the offseason. I think that's when teams are more desperate. They get more desperate at the deadline. The asks are much bigger. We were just hearing the other day, I forget where I read this, but they tried to trade for Crochet last year at the deadline.
I remember hearing the same thing.
The asking price was Meyer and Anthony. I mean, that's what Chicago was asking for. Because at the deadline, you can ask for crazy things. People are desperate. It's the deadline. And they didn't have to trade Crochet. So they could ask for really anything they wanted to. And that's why it's a different dynamic when you're a buyer at the deadline as opposed to in the offseason or when you're a seller. It's just, it's completely a different way of looking at it.
I was going to say that ever since they added that extra wild card team, which adds more incentive to teams who might be on the edge of buying and selling, it makes it more of a seller's market because so many teams are going to want to buy. That increases that number versus however many teams are definite sellers.
Yeah.
Like you and me, like probably think that the two right off the bat are probably the Athletics and the White Sox, probably add on the Marlins as well. Other than that, there's no real guarantee of like who's going to be a seller.
True. It's a lot of teams think they're still in it. A lot of teams think that they're still technically alive. Not enough to go and make trades and add to their team at the deadline, but enough that they're not going to trade away their best starting pitcher or a cost-controlled starting pitcher that they have in their rotation who's maybe, you know, a three or a four guy, but he's young and gives them innings and, you know, that type of thing. It's just, it's not going to happen. That's way too valuable. And if you want to do that, you're going to have to pry it away from one of these teams. If that's what you're looking to do, if you're looking to trade for someone with control, you are going to have to pry it away from one of these bad teams or even one of these good teams. You know, depending on what they're looking for. You want a rental? Different story. And I'd be fine with them going out and getting Seth Lugo, who I don't believe is having a great year, but I think he's having an okay year, right, Seth Lugo? Seth Lugo is having a very good year, 6-5 with a 2.67 ERA. His whip is 108, and that's a lousy Royals team. So, you know, I mean, there's options out there. Am I getting too excited about something that may end up more realistically being Charlie Morton and the bullpen arm? Maybe. I mean, that's very possible. We are talking about the Boston Red Sox here, after all. We are talking about Craig Breslow, after all, who had a pretty lackluster trade deadline last year. They needed help in the starting rotation. He went out and got James Paxton. This year, he's trying to go even older. Charlie Morton's older than James Paxton. Charlie Morton could be James Paxton's grandfather, and James Paxton's old.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.